This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Beautiful March day, March 13th, 2021, here on Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, again for the fourth year. I'm sitting here behind this beautiful black mic that's up my face. We're going to get some new mics. Cal is changing this up. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not think that we are giving you advice. I love talking to people about the law, but the problem is we are not giving you legal advice. We're having fun. Remember, go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can click on the disclaimers and read those late at night. Usually the best time to read those, Cal and Denise, is about, I'm going to say 11 o'clock at night, with your feet up, probably is a good time.
Remember, never read our disclaimers while driving.
That's exactly right. Never. Well, you'll be arrested, I think. I'm almost positive. If you do that, they're going to give you a test that you have to, you know, walk forward, ABCs backwards, right, Denise? And then, but do not do that. But we're not giving legal advice. Hey, our real phone number is 855-529-7234. Go to our Instagram, our Twitter. Our Twitter and Instagram are really growing. I'm a little bit shocked about that, but it continues to grow. We try to post as much as we can there, but unfortunately. Now, we're just a little bit busy during the week, just a touch, but here's the exciting news today. I've got some really exciting news, and Todd and Cal know a little bit about it, but then seeing it, there, to my left, there is nobody sitting there. Nobody sitting there.
Oh, yeah, Todd, yeah.
Yeah, Todd, here. Todd, and I can hear you, Cal, breathing very heavy. You sound so good in there.
Thank you.
I don't know what he's doing in there, but he's breathing heavy.
I'm working hard, man.
But what it comes down to is this. Case or no case, as it comes up, the most important thing that those of you don't know is we get points in case or no case. That's where Cal gives us, you know, it's a certain case, and it's either a real case or it's a fake one he made up. We got to determine whether or not it is a real case and what occurred in the case. We can get 1 to 2 points, and it depends. Sometimes he'll double the points. However, we go to 50, and I am so close to these. I'm how many points now?
46.
46 points. And you're what? You're what, Denise?
38.
I'm
41.
41. But Todd's the closest 38. Person to me is Denise. But if I work this right without Todd here, I may be able to push over into the 50. And here's the greatest news, those of you in Amargosa Valley. Listen, at 46 points, if I win, what's happening in California, because our show's out of California, they're now opening the restaurants.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
I do, too. I love Amargosa Valley. But you know what? Guess what, Denise? I can now go to a nice restaurant.
Can actually go.
Yeah, we can go inside. And
I think it's tomorrow.
I think it starts. We can go inside, and I can take you guys to the most expensive restaurant, because you guys are going to probably have to pay if I win. And so the losers have to pay for the winner's meal. And the thing what we love about Todd, and those of you who don't know Todd, our co-conspirator here, he likes cats, he's simple, he throws up pictures, he's single, and he throws up his cats on his bed, all messed up bed on Instagram, so that's why he never gets a girlfriend.
Todd has kids.
He does. But I'm going to, he's not here, and there's less points to determine. So watch out for strategy today, because
okay. The
first case or no case, you always start, because it goes there and goes around, right?
No, so, it's totally up to Cal.
Yes, I usually start dealers left. Sometimes it's Denise.
Exactly
today,
right.
It's going to be Fred.
Oh, Yes. I should have shut up. So I'm going to start out. But guess what? I've got the next one, the strategery. I can block you. So there's ways that I can do that to make it block you. So remember, this is the most exciting, interesting, and sometimes informative show on Earth, other than what do you want to call those? Those alien shows are pretty dang good. Today we're going to talk about a couple interesting things. Dog poop and insanity plea. That's all I got to say. Just know, dog poop and insanity plea. That's all I got to say. Las Vegas millionaire sues his ex-girlfriend for what? We're going to find out. That's very interesting. Guess who cannot get a PPP loan under the law? PPP loans. That's right. Sorry, I didn't add another P.
a urologist?
I'm a double P.
It's too easy. I'm sorry.
Freudian slip. So the PPP loans are not under the law. There's some issues as to who can and can't receive them. A Costco customer sues Costco in the most interesting lawsuit we've probably heard about against Costco. You're going to want to be here for that. Remember, we're 3 hours here. It's not 1 hour. This is a 3-hour live show. Then we're going to talk about athletics in college. And you know, Denise, I've talked about this, and Cal, I have a strong opinion on that. Usually I try to stay neutral, argue both sides. I've got a strong opinion because I have helped give advice to college football players, basketball players, whatever, and help them move into their NFL career. I've done some of that. I'm not an agent, but I know enough of them. They call me, some of them call me Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred, I've got a question. So I tell you right now, the percentage of college football players, I got to pull the stat up again, that make it to the pros, I'm not talking like you can get to the pros and then get cut right away, but really make it is minimal.
It's
like
less
than
1%.
Yeah, 1% or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't forget these young men, and young women do it in basketball and in whatever sport. They are sacrificing their bodies, and they come out of college, and I'm going to jump mainly men's, and this is not a sexist thing, but men's football is the most probably the most brutal sport in college, because they get hurt in basketball, women and men do, but the amount of money that the NCAA colleges make in men's football is astronomical. It carries, they make billions of dollars. I think it was $14 billion in college athletics last year the NCAA made, or around that number, but it's just, and they, I'm not going to say they starve, but I've seen them struggle to just survive in college. Oh, they're spoiled. They get whatever they want. If they follow the rules, Denise and Todd, they cannot make it through college.
It's just impossible. And this makes it sense to somebody somewhere, but to me, I don't get it either. I'm thinking, they're making you money. Sure, you put them in a dorm, you buy them lunch,
right.
but if they want their parents to come to a game, you give them tickets, the NCAA goes, right? Or you fly them out there, they go, and it just doesn't make any sense.
You're selling their jerseys like crazy. Now, there's rules on selling the jerseys, how they sell it, but it's clearly their quarterback's jersey, even though you can't put the name on the college. There's issues about that.
But the numbers are there.
But you can sell it, and people are buying them, and they're buying all the equipment, and they're using their face and their likeness, and they get zip, not nothing. Now, I do, I'm going to back off this because this is coming up. We're going to discuss it. But there are balances, but we're going to talk about the latest, what the appellate court said, the lower courts, and now the Supreme Court's weighing in on it, and now we've got the Justice Department weighing in on it. And this is coming up. Sometime in March is the oral arguments for the case of whether or not athletes can basically get some money out of the colleges for doing what? For playing football and pounding their bodies. It's not just football, anything. And then for the rest of their lives having to deal with it.
Right. It's the difference between professional and amateur. And being an amateur, there's so many restrictions.
Yeah, there is.
So that's what's being discussed.
We're going to talk about we're not going to get into any specifics about George Floyd's the case, but we do have one thing to talk about with that. Very interesting lawsuit against Hertz. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. And then there's trial delayed for pregnancy. We're going to talk about that. We've got a lot on our show. We're going to have a lot of fun. Make sure you stay with us all 3 hours, Cal. Tell them.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is go over to RadioLawTalk.com and click the Listen Live button. We're there. And if your radio station only plays 1 hour, stay. Well, good for you. Thank you. But I want the whole show. So go over there and click on that. And, of course, all of our shows are archived there, too, which is kind of cool when you think about that. And when we come back, a case or no case involving your taxes, maybe. After this on Radio Law Talk, we'll take our first break and be right back. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, Strauss Naturals.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is flown due.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
6-918-1376.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
I like the That's True one. That's a new one. Yeah. I like that.
That's true. It is. True. Yes, that's right.
Boys are weird.
That's true.
Everybody comes here for one reason. Call us. Look, people are worried about getting on the air. We know we have a lot of people listen to us because they email and text us email us and send us social media DMs. But if you want to call in on case or no case and not be on the air, but just tell Cal, this is what I think it is. You're more than welcome to at 855-529-7234. So why we're here is for case or no case. Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! In your car, remember, no clapping. Okay, now.
Okay.
And now case or no case. There are two major national tax preparers in the United States. Now, never mind how silly it must seem that we need to hire somebody to help us pay money to the government. You know who the companies are. No need for me to say them. One was founded by two brothers. One's owned by a major software company. But there were almost three major tax preparers in the United States for simple filing. The two tax preparing giants and the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, wanted to go into the preparation business, just to make it simple. The commercial companies didn't like the idea of the feds honing in on their game, so they decided to do something very unusual. Each of them talked to their attorneys to see if they could sue the IRS to stop them from getting into the tax filing business. They said it's a conflict of interest. They can't collect taxes and then tell people how to file them. They could fudge things and tilt the table in their favor. So they asked their corporate lawyers if they could join forces and run right at the IRS. As they did so, they asked them, case or no case, Frederick Penny, what say you?
Let me tell you, those two big major national tax preparer companies have the money to go. I know the government's got a lot of money, but those two, I bet, have the money to go after the government.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the word conflict, that's an understatement. It would be a capital C with conflict if the IRS tried to open some sort of tax preparation. Can you see it? I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to not take this tax deduction because you just don't need it. That's okay. And this one here, forget that. Don't buy that. Like, don't buy any equipment for your company. You don't need it. Just give it to us.
And especially in a year like this where government spending has been so much and there's $80 billion in new taxes hidden in that new bill that's supposed to be for relief. There's new taxes in that yet.
Wow.
The government now is going to be collecting more. We're going to be paying more, even if we get a little relief check. It's really fascinating to me,
the idea. Little is the key word relief check. What is that? One time, how much?
$80 billion.
No, but one time, $1,500 is what everybody's
getting.
$1,400.
Yeah. So how are all those people? I'm going to get semi-political here. How are those people that are behind 8 months in their rent because there's laws that pass that you couldn't kick out your tenants during this time period that aren't paying rent? How's that $1,500 going to pay that past 10 months or 9 months of rent?
Well, in California,
Louisiana, it might work.
Yeah, right. or in some rural sections of Idaho. But
it look like I did it funny, didn't I? Yes, you did. You did it funny, Denise.
In California, the landlords have agreed to rent what amounts to a form of rent control. They say, the government says, we'll pay you 80% of your rent. You've got to write off the 20% and cap your rent right there and not kick them out. That's quite an interesting.
So the government's
going to
pay the 80%, I did not see. I didn't know.
The landlords eat the 20%.
But they take a 20% haircut, which is crazy.
People don't have to pay those prior rents then.
Right.
They do. But just that gets capped at that percentage, right?
Yeah.
They still have to pay the prior.
Yeah, but it's $1,000. You now collect $800, and you don't get the other $200. Yeah.
But where are the people getting that $800? $800, Cal.
From the state, which the state gets its money from the feds. It's government money.
But, I mean, they're going to pay for every single, the last 10 months of that quote.
Yes.
We're using the $800.
If the landlord
and that's
signs
separate
it,
from this $1,500. That's
if the landlord signs off on the program, the landlord gets 80% of their rent,
right,
and then they have to write off the 20%, and so the government pays them the money.
Oh,
but don't worry, we're not going towards socialism at all. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. Tell us how you really feel. All right, here we go. Let's talk about this. The answer is, that to me sounds like, it doesn't sound like something the IRS would do, would be get into the tax filing business. But I think this is a case, because it was too detailed, and I think clearly the major national taxpayers win, or the IRS just decides, yeah, you're right, we're not going to do this.
All right, so Fred says case and the two big ones.
Win or the IRS backs out.
Yeah, goes away. Okay, Denise, what say you?
Well, you know, he brought up the conflict of interest that the IRS would have with their own clients, trying to get them to pay more taxes, right?
Yeah.
But really, there's a bigger conflict of interest, and that is where the IRS says, hey, we guarantee you won't be, you know, audited.
Yeah, like so, the big ones do. Like the, you know, you go to the one started by the two brothers with the last name that starts with a B. Blah, blah. If you go to them, they'll say, if you get audited, we'll cover, you know, whatever it is. So, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Well, the government can do that. Why don't they just say, okay, we guarantee if you get audited, we'll support
well,
you.
Yeah,
I'll hire them. Okay.
That's right. I mean, pretty soon there'd be, it'd be a monopoly.
Yeah, it would force the others out of business.
So, you know what? It's not a case, but boy, is it a really good scenario. I like
She's
it, but
right
it's,
again.
It's not a case.
She's probably right. Well, let's wait till Cal. Don't tell us. I want you to go into it because we've got about a minute and a half left. Let's go into it when we get back.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do we get double points if we can guess the name of the two companies?
They're pretty easy.
No, that's a giveaway. That's not right to talk.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will take away points if you can.
No.
What are you doing? Because I'm sitting here trying to think of their names, and now I'm the thunderstorm.
All of a sudden, the shoe's on the other foot. Now,
Todd's gone, and you're giving that to No. All right, when we come back, we're going to finish up case or no case, and we got to tell you about, the claim of insanity about dog poo. And this is a bizarre, bizarre case that we're going to talk about, and what happened with dog poo. And there's some things that I tell you right now, people sitting out there, Cal, probably understand it. Hang on, keep your seatbelts on. We'll be right back.
The answer to case or no case, and can you relate to our dog poo scenario coming up? Many people can. That's after this, as Radio Law Talk continues momentarily. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
USA Radio News.
Stimulus checks on the way. The Treasury Department and IRS already processing checks from the COVID relief bill signed into law Thursday. The bill criticized by Republicans as a liberal wish list. President Biden saying yesterday this bill can show government at its best.
It's really critical to demonstrate, not Democrat, Republican, it's critical to demonstrate that government can function and deliver prosperity, security, and opportunity for the people in this country.
You could find your stimulus money in your bank account as soon as this weekend. You can start tracking your check Monday at IRS.gov using the Get My Payment tool. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the rate of vaccinations is up 40% in the last month, over 2 million people a day now getting vaccinated. Los Angeles County can continue getting back to normal. Indoor restaurants and fitness centers among those that can reopen next week, and schools will welcome back more students. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Not literally.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
I sure love our new kitty intros. Kitty bumps. Our kitty bumps are we've got the best kitty bumps in the United States on the radio show. So
on planet Earth, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got two major taxpayers, preparers, that have an issue with the IRS trying to open up their own little taxpayer business or preparation business.
Yes.
Which is clearly just sounds wrong. But I said it's a case, and the tax two major tax companies win. Denise is smart, and she knows. That's a great scenario, but not a case.
Well, let me tell you the answer, if I may. Fred, you said it was a case. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I'm so sorry. But it was a case of good lobbying.
What?
Yes. The firms convinced lawmakers that having the IRS be the tax collector and the tax calculator was a clear conflict of interest. So there was no case filed, but something did happen. The IRS wanted to go into the collection business, go into the calculation business. The compromise is what we hear advertised frequently, the so-called 1040 easy form, where if you don't have any major deductions, you can just plop your numbers into the 1040 easy form. That is run by the IRS.
Got it.
So that's the point.
Wow.
So, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Can we get a point? 1 point if we name the two? 1 point?
Yeah, why not?
All right, TurboTax and H&R Block.
Ditto.
Okay, now here's how you actually
H&R
get the point.
Block, for sure.
Who owns TurboTax?
Harry and Rick Block.
No, that's H&R Block. Who owns TurboTax?
Let's think. Probably Silicon Valley. Someone out of Silicon Valley.
Quicken.
What? Oh, that's Quicken. Funny.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of iffy. What do you think, Denise?
I don't think we should get a point.
She doesn't want to give me a point.
You got to do
it. Relax. That's a conflict of interest.
Hey, I just got a text from Todd, and he agrees with me.
We have two more case or no cases coming up. You can have a chance next time. We'll go to a case where they rounded off employees' breaks on a time card. Can they do that? That's coming up next hour on Case or No Case. And now back to Radio Law Talk with Fred Finney and Denise Dirks.
What does that have to do with dog poo? Anything?
Well, eventually.
Don't you love it? Now, I live in an area that, you know, we don't tell us, but I live in an area where I don't have, like, a neighbor right next door to me. I think Denise might, but Cal does, but... You know, you see people walking their dog, and what does the dog do a lot of times? And people just don't get, they walks over and just takes a poo on your lawn. The best part about it, I've seen it where you sit there, you're actually sitting in your lounge chair, they walk over and the dog does it, and the owner's there and watches it happen and keeps walking. That's the one that you just wonder, like, what are you thinking?
When I was in broadcasting school, I lived in a house with some friends, people I meet in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's where I went to school. And this one person brought her dog by every day to do the dog's business on the lawn. And finally, I got some small pebbles and started tossing them at the dog and said, "This is not your toilet, madam. This is not your dog's toilet. Please get your dog out of here." She got up and she said, "Where's he going to go to the bathroom? I don't know, but you're going to clean it up. I'm tired of coming out here every day and cleaning up after your dog, you know?"
Yeah. My house in San Jose, they're all older houses and have big, huge windows in their living room, right? And so at night, walking the dog, sure enough, that dog, every single time, goes right in front of that really big window. Yeah. And you're sitting there and people are watching you. And you have to go clean it up.
And
at least you're cleaning it up.
I do.
At least you clean it up.
Well, my husband does.
Either that or the lawnmower does, which is the biggest problem yet.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
That's the best part about that, Cal, is fertilizer. Right? Fertilizer.
I don't know. It has a tendency to burn my lawn. That's probably why my grass is
growing. Well, the worst ones, I tell you, are cats. Because you know, cats aren't like on a leash or anything. Cats come around and they're peeing and pooing all over your place. Right, but some people, it really irritates them, right?
Yeah.
It really makes a mess.
Exactly.
So here we are. We're hanging out, and it's in Denver, and there's this Denver neighborhood, and an individual woman and a man walking around, and it's at an apartment complex. It's not necessarily at someone's home, and her dog walks over, and this guy's sitting in his apartment. He's in the lower apartment, and he's sitting right there by his window.
He's got his window open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the dog walks over right next to the window, squats, and just takes a poo right there, right in front of his face. And she just, you know, looks at it like, whatever. So instead of grabbing a pebble and throwing at the dog, like
he throws some lead, huh?
He goes and gets a gun and shoots her and kills her. And actually shoots the boyfriend, too.
Wow.
But the boyfriend survives. But it's not just any gun.
A big one, 44
or 45? An AK-47.
Yeah.
We're talking like overkill.
Yeah.
He really did not want the dog.
Yeah. And you know what the irony is? I mean, this isn't funny, but he had stolen that AK-47 from one of his police friends.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But he just snapped. Apparently, he snapped. Yeah. And to me, that's clearly someone who snapped. I mean, this was June 10th, 2020, so he's they're now pleading, and he pled not guilty by reason of insanity. And the argument is look, you know, that any normal person would not do that for a dog pooping outside, and not even it's his home; it's an apartment complex. You know, that goes to the bathroom outside your apartment window.
We want to make it clear that most cities, most municipalities, have ordinances that require you to carry around a little plastic bag and act like your dog's domestic servant and pick up after your dog, and it's
right.
Perfect. You should.
Yeah. Right.
As a matter of common courtesy.
I think the legal standard is that does he know right from wrong?
Right.
Does he have remorse? Did he admit to what he did, or was he still trying to cover it up? And so there's going to be some questions about whether or not that insanity defense is going to be allowed.
And Todd's not here. This is his.
I mean, the judge should also say, let me think, those criteria that Denise raised, and secondly, did he shoot and kill someone because of dog poop?
Yeah.
Is that a sane thing for someone?
Right? To me, I think he's got a case.
Got anger issues.
Yeah. I think he's got a case. I mean, hey, look, if you did it the way we used to do when I grew up, is, you know, I had a shovel, and I wish you could watch him. My shovel was to pick up the poo and just fling it over the top of your head and then go, or fling it to the side and throw it off. My dad would say, throw it off the grass. So he'd throw it. Now I lived out in the country. Yeah. He didn't want his grass, the dogs, because our dogs ran free back in, again, this is back in the
70s. Well, of course they did, though.
In the 70s, and we lived on a property, and we'd fling it anywhere. So why didn't you just take it and fling it on top of the roof or something? I don't know. But we're going to follow this case to see what happens. But he has pled not guilty by reason of insanity. I don't know, man.
He should have gotten a shovel and flung it at the man and the woman. Just got the poop and went, here you go.
Or throw a Twinkie at him or something. I don't know. He could, but you know, or little pebbles like Cal did.
Yes, or use nasty words.
Yes, nasty words always work.
Yes.
I'll guarantee that probably works. Oh, he threw a nasty word. I'm going to pick up the dog poo.
See?
I don't know. But you know what's interesting there? And again, believe me, crazy. You do not do stuff like that. But I wonder if there's a little more to that. I doubt that it was just the dog went poo and then walking away. I bet there were some words. There had to be some words.
It had to be an ongoing case. It couldn't have just happened one time.
Yeah, that occurred. I bet there were some words.
I'm sure.
I bet there was a, hey, what are you doing? Oh, so, you know, I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying, what?
How many times have I told you, don't make your dog make a stinky right here by my window, right?
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm not, and believe me, don't
I don't know.
Don't
it's a tragedy. I mean, woman that died just turned 21 years old. She was young.
Tragedy.
Her life ahead of her.
It's an understatement. It's an understatement. But I'm just wondering, it's just, what caused him to snap? I mean, is it just the dog pooing, or was something said? That's why I'm just wondering if something was said.
And the other question would be, what caused these people to know this was an inappropriate behavior on the part of their dog and to continue doing that? It's not worth dying over, certainly.
But is this more than once it happened?
I think if I read the news story, and I don't recall, but it was an ongoing dispute, I believe.
If it's an ongoing dispute, then I don't agree with this.
It's less likely insanity.
Yeah, I can see that. Or did she intentionally go over there and tell it? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But just to say, gets out his gun, shoots a person.
A stolen gun.
Yeah, that a person, because right. They're taking a poo, the dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be something behind it. So we're gonna investigate more, and we'll go from there.
I mean,
so,
nobody shoots the homeless guys in Safeway who do that in the produce aisle.
Oh, did someone really do that?
This happened in the Bay Area. Absolutely, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Human being went into the Safeway store and dropped the drawers and did their business. Nobody shot them, you know.
Well, you could throw an apple at them.
Or a rutabaga. Something you're never going to eat in a million years.
Actually, be good. You got the grapes. You got, like, rapid fire.
Right. You can't throw the good stuff, man.
Just take a leg of lamb.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a Las Vegas millionaire that is suing his ex-girlfriend for taking pictures in his house. That's interesting. We'll be back.
Well, you stay right there, because as Fred told you, we will be back with more Radio Law Talk in a little bit on many of your favorite radio stations and, of course, always streaming live on RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements...
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Biota.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, that's stone.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
So you're in your 50s, and you're worth approximately $100 million. It's a general estimate. That's my age. I'm in my 50s, and your girlfriend's in her 20s. Is that correct, Denise, about her 20s? And,
yeah, mid-20s.
And supposedly a, quote, model, and you are in Vegas. And you somehow break up, and the ex-girlfriend gets a restraining order against you. But then you find out that this ex-girlfriend was taking pictures in your home, in your private plane, in the private areas within your home, and sending them out on a website that you get paid to show dirty pictures. And we're not going to name names or sites. We're not out here to push that.
Thank you.
We are going to say just some dirty. I'm not going to call it. Some people get mad at saying dirty, but a website where you show your body off.
Pornographic, right? Let's just say.
Look, it's, people call it whatever they want. But
legal definition is right.
Yeah, it might not be that legal definition, but whatever it is, it's inappropriate according to this individual to show his private area of his home.
Privacy violating website. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So,
yeah, she
and she's
also
making tons of money, by the way.
Right. She was making money from this activity, and she also took photos inside of his resort
as well, one of
the resorts that he was in. But he brought her in.
Right.
Voluntarily.
And she apparently then what happens is he sues her. He sues her for doing that under right of privacy. There's a number of, the whole list is, let me hear, there's a list.
Can I make sure I have it right? Are you saying that she went not only in his home, but like in a casino and took pictures? Because that would take pictures in a casino, don't they? I don't know.
Well, let's just say his business. Let's keep it right there. But he sues her after she gets a restraining order, and there was never any, claims any sexual
No, she doesn't allege really anything that rises to the level to get a restraining order, in my opinion. She just said that he was upset with her breaking up with him and that he was not going to let her go. I mean, it was very vague.
Right.
And some judge said, sure, sounds good to me. Okay.
Well, a lot of times they have to. The judges on restraining orders, temporary restraining orders.
They're temporary.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Pending a hearing. But if she's really cute, maybe the judge goes, oh, well,
It could have something to do with the difference in the ages, too. Who knows?
Okay. Yeah. But here, he brings the lawsuit back, and this is what I was trying to get to. He sues her alleging fraud, trespass, which is, I thought you invited her and she was your girlfriend. Invasion of privacy, that one's one issue he might be able to argue, I guess. Intentional infliction of emotional distress, civil extortion, among other.
And that's probably the strongest one, I think.
Daily Mail's talking about it. Daily Mail broke this story. So, and then this is picked up all over. It's everywhere. But the Daily Mail nailed it. So the question is this appropriate? Well, she gets the restraining order. I don't know. I guess I don't know why. We didn't study that. And then now he's suing her for all these things. Is that really a legitimate claim for him? Now, here's a couple of issues. This guy was on what show?
He was on the employer show. Undercover Boss.
Yeah, because he went and
I saw that one.
I like that show.
Yeah, and so he's on Undercover Boss. But one of his other arguments are as follows. He argued that she took stuff from him, that she had the credit card and she was spending lavishly and spent about $1.3 million in gifts. And it's pretty sad that the bad part about it shows this guy standing up there. He's a big, and this is not a, he's a Democratic, supporter. It shows him standing there with Barack Obama, and they put that in this story. It's like, what does that have to do with anything?
But, no, it's just smirching things.
But yeah.
it's a file photo. They want to show that he has influence and power and money, so they show him around the powerful.
So she jumped around the desk. But what's the list? She was using that credit card and buying. Okay, here's a few examples. She took his credit card, obviously they're going to argue that, hey, you gave me the credit card, right? Isn't that true? Yeah, here's the credit card. And she made a $2,100 purchase of Louis Vuitton.
He authorized that.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
How much, Fred? How much was it?
$2,120, but that's just the start.
So she bought a pair of socks then.
Yeah,
Louis
Vuitton. Socks.
Okay.
And then $26,323.80 on other designer items is what she was spending. And then, ready for this? She charged more than $72,000. This is their allegation.
Yeah.
$72,500 on his credit card just in the month of December. Now, here's my question. We watch our credit card. Do you guys watch your credit card? Do you see?
Very carefully.
But even at the end of the month, you're going to look at it and see, right?
Yes.
So why is that, Denise, coming now? Oh, my gosh, in December of 2020, see, how long ago was that? That would be, three months ago?
But they broke up in January, and he sued in January.
Okay.
So he did it fairly quickly after she used it.
But it was 2020, so it was the month before they broke up, right?
Well, no, she was using it even after they broke up. She bought herself caviar.
Okay, let's back up. So they broke up January 2021?
Yes.
Okay, and then this was December 2020?
Or no, 20. December 2020 they broke up at the end.
Gotcha.
But think how long it takes. You know, the bill comes in, the accountant looks at the bill, the accountant calls up the boss and said, hey, boss, you know, she's spending a lot of money on your credit card. I don't think he looked at it directly, does he?
She bought more.
Probably not.
But he's got a staff member that does, and why aren't they watching that?
Well, that's the real question.
And overall, look, 100 bikinis is what she purchased.
What?
100 bikinis. Now, look, I buy one every once in a while, but I don't buy 100.
How many
you know?
Can you wear at once?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so all this was going on.
Well, she doesn't wear it even once.
Yeah. Ready for this? $13,000 of swag bags. Swag bags.
He bought that for her birthday. He gave her a really cool birthday party.
Yeah.
And he gave swag bags to all of her friends. He bought caviar. I mean, it was like a huge, huge party.
Listen, if you want to go to a good party, find a rich guy who likes to show off and get invited, right?
$30,000 worth of Chanel handbags.
Wow.
That's a lot of handbags as well. Let's see what else.
That's like five.
Let's see. other stuff. $200,000 Richard Mille watch. What is that? What's a Richard Mille watch?
I have no idea.
I mean,
it's obviously above my pay grade.
Mine too. It's like
I have an Apple watch, and to me, that's like, wow.
And this is all according to the Daily Mail. A $40,000 Audemars Piguet watch. I can't even pronounce it, let alone buy it.
And she got one brand of watch on one wrist and another brand of watch on the other wrist. How many do you need? That's all I want.
Ready for this, though?
100 bikinis, 2 wristwatches. Go ahead.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
$40,000 diamond-encrusted Cartier. Yeah, see, that tells you I don't know what that is. It's not beyond my pay grade. Of course, it's not. I fly a plane, but it's like, but I don't. I get on my plane with shorts, you know, and a T-shirt.
But here to me, this is the one allegation that might have some meat.
Right.
And that's when he said that she had to take down all the images of all of these things in his home and his resort, all these different things. She said that, or he said, he alleges that she demanded he buy her out at $7 million mansion and give her a $2 million in cash just so that she'd take those pictures.
That sounds like blackmail.
That's extortion. Well, that's why he's suing her for civil extortion.
And if good those facts are true, he may have a case.
That might be part of the complaint. So you know, I'm getting off that. I'm not going to do that page anymore and put myself on there. I'm worried about my wife getting mad at me. But they make a lot of money. That's a joke, by the way.
If your wife gets angry at you, do not let her go to the Louis Vuitton store. That's the message here.
I'm sorry, but I got to figure out how to say it so we don't get in trouble. But I'm going to say it. 20s, 50s. Where's the crickets? Please do it. Do it right, Cal.
Well,
no, I want crickets. I want crickets.
Okay, well, I was going to play the 1 minute thing, but yes.
Forget the 1 minute thing. Okay. Let's think about it. Yeah, that's like 59 and 26.
Yep.
All right, well, let's go on to our next segment.
Moving on, Cal.
All right, we're going to come back and talk about no PPP loans for who? Some people can't get PPP loans, and then the Costco customer is suing for the most bizarre thing you've ever heard. Stay tuned. This is going to be fun. Hour number two, right, Cal?
That's right. That reminds me, I got to renew my membership.
We'll be back.
Second hour is coming up on Radio Law Talk in 6 minutes, about 7 minutes from now. So you stay there. We'll be back, we promise.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.